Under the Affordable Care Act, all Americans must have health insurance or pay a fine. There are exceptions. For instance, for members of health care sharing ministries, there are over 500,000 such members who cover each other's medical costs, paying a few hundred dollars a month. They say, though, it's not price, it's principle. They're against Obamacare's coverage of birth control or abortion in the states that allow it. But these ministries don't guarantee coverage and don't cover pre-existing conditions. James Lansbury is executive vice president of One, Samaritan Ministries International in Peoria, Illinois. James, welcome.
Well, thanks, Robin. It's good to be with you.
And I want to hear this in your words. You told the New York Times that many of your members could actually qualify for the subsidized insurance that's in Obamacare, but that's not why many people are doing this. Why are they doing this?
Sure. Cost is certainly a factor for members who join, but most of our members are actually joining because they want to be a part of a community of faith that is like-minded, that gives them a healthcare option that's consistent with their religious values. They want something that's both compliant with the Affordable Care Act and consistent with their religious beliefs.
Well, there are some differences with the Affordable Care Act, and we'll talk about that. But how does it work? We understand in some, sharing ministry, Medicare, they bill themselves as having affordable biblical health care. And in some, the payments go to a centralized administrator, and some they go directly to the member. So how does it work?
Well, with Samaritan Ministries, our members are sharing directly from one family to another. And that's really part of the personal, vital, community-based approach that our members are looking out for, is they have this ability to then share directly in some one another's needs. They send a note or a card along with it. They're praying for one another. And so when you talk to our members who have had medical needs before, they never, ever mention the money first. They're always talking about the prayers, the cards, the encouragement that being a part of that community is. And that's really sold me on Samaritan Ministries when I joined in 1996, and why I moved to Illinois to come on staff in 1999 is because I wanted to be a part of something that was personal and also that was consistent with my religious beliefs.
Well, it's faith-based. You have faith that the other members will come through.
Well, that's true. There are no guarantees built into this. It's a non-insurance option. And so the faith-based nature of it is very important to our members. But the members have been coming through for one another. My own family had a need of over $200,000 3 years ago at the birth of my youngest son. And it was just an amazing experience to get notes and cards from people in 43 different states. I've got a stack of notes in my office that's 4 inches tall, people that I'll never meet this side of heaven, who are praying for us, encouraging us, and taking part in that trial with us.
Well, very sweet. Very sweet to have what is essentially your insurance check come with somebody else's thoughts and concerns. But you know the criticism that you have restrictions and caps. There are conditions that you won't cover at all.
Well, there are things that we do not share, including, as you already mentioned, the abortion of a living child. We think that it's important to protect the life of the unborn as created in the image of God. That's an important part of our consistency. We also don't share in preventative care or routine maintenance care. That's part of the comparison that people want to do when they're actually looking at how healthcare sharing ministry works. But the reason for that is we're trying to balance the two concerns of Galatians 6. One is in verse 5, each one should bear his own load. And then in verse 2, we should bear one another's burdens. And those two verses are in tension. But the idea is that we have personal responsibility, that we're taking care of things our own. But those burdens that are too big to bear for one family at a time, that's when we band together as a community.
Well, except when they have pre-existing conditions. Now, yes, you have programs once called Save to Share. Your members can help out others on their own. But don't you, in essence, discourage people with pre-existing cancer or heart conditions because the ministry does not cover them? That's, by the way, something Obamacare got rid of. And your critics say that your way is unfair because your ministry is essentially made up of healthier people.
We do allow people in with pre-existing conditions, and actually we have people join every month. We do share those a little differently as more of a free will offering. Well, anything that you've had treatment or symptoms of in the last 12 months, we're not going to share as a regular need, but we will share bills, even bills that existed before you joined, as what we call a special prayer need. That's where the members are all banding together and paying over and above their monthly share to be able to help with those needs. And we have members giving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to those pre-existing conditions that are not shared as normal needs, and also to large maintenance cost needs that people have that are there. And so your monthly share is exactly the same, irrespective of your health history, you're able to join irrespective of your health history, and your monthly share is exactly the same irrespective of your age. That's a big thing for our members to be able to not have any actuarials built into their monthly share. We're just bearing one another's burdens.
Which sounds like a little bit like GoFundMe. If they want to give more, they can. There is criticism of that and of the cap that you put, $250,000 in some cases with the health ministries. Janet Kaufman, who's a professor of health policy at UC San Francisco, says, in fact, isn't that un-Christian?
Well, and that's part of the willful and free choice nature of what healthcare sharing is, that faith-based nature of what we're doing. You know, the cap of $250,000 on a per incident basis, about half of our members are in what we call save to share, which takes care of those needs above $250,000. We are able to negotiate 99.5% of all needs well below that $250,000 cap. And we encourage all of our members to join that Save to Share. But Save to Share being optional is one of the ways that we keep the cost down for all of our members. And our members are overwhelmingly excited about what we do. We have file drawers full of thank you letters from our members, and we've never received a single complaint from a member with any government agency, because our goal is to help as many members as possible, not to make profits.
Well, you mentioned profits. Georgetown U Health Policy Institute's Sabrina Coletter has a buyer beware warning. She says some of these healthcare ministries, they can deny claims or even go belly up, and there's no protection for the members. And then the fact that it's unregulated, you know, do you worry about what happened to Christian healthcare ministries? In 2001, the Ohio Attorney General had to sue to get back funds, I think it was $15 million, that the leaders had spent on homes, cars, etc. Excessive salaries, because nobody's, you know, minding the shop.
Not at all. Our members have a member-centered organization that they're in complete control over that keeps them in charge of the organization. They elect our board of directors, they set the monthly share, and then if there is a kind of a problem between us and a member over how we handled a specific need, our appeals process is to appeal that to a randomly selected panel of 13 members. You know, find me an insurance company out there that's willing to let 13 random policyholders adjudicate a claim. That puts the members in control of the organization, and that's the reason why we've put in those controls in place that will prevent what happened with Christian healthcare ministries years ago from ever happening with Samaritan ministries.
But do you worry, on the other hand, that people might join up and think, oh, this is a great deal. I'll get somebody else to, you know, help pay for my health care. And they don't have the spiritual drive that your members do. I don't mean to at all be flip here, but are you worried that it might kind of wreck the mojo? And again, I don't mean that flippantly.
Well, if someone were to join with a suspect statement of faith, that's certainly nothing that we're ever going to be able to prevent completely. Our members are signing off to a statement of faith, and we're trusting them that they're going to be honest with us. And if someone were to do that in a dishonest way, sure, that would happen. We're not concerned about that breaking anything with our system. In fact, we have an opportunity at that point to reach out with the Christian faith to the people who are there.
What about the fact that you and other health ministries don't cover behavior that you consider un-Christian, so drunk driving accidents, a sexually transmitted disease. Again, you know, where's the forgiveness in this? Is that un-Christian not to cover somebody's mistake?
I think when we're dealing with members who have needs that are related to their own individual behavior, the issue goes both directions. One is that the members who are sharing in the needs have a reasonable expectation that everyone is working together as a community to try to keep healthcare costs in line, to try to keep healthcare costs keeping with what their expectations are. And because of that, that moral hazard that goes along with self-inflicted problems, whether it be, as you mentioned, a drunk driving accident, you know, those are handled differently. But as we try to deal with our members with grace, with truth, and try to balance that out, we do everything we can to make sure that they get what kind of help they need in those contexts. But those needs do not occur very often at all. Our members have a sense of moral responsibility to try to watch out for one another's bank accounts. And that's really what makes Samaritan Ministries' personal touch work for me, is that when someone has a large need and they're thinking about cost-benefit analysis, they're not thinking, oh, well, there's a rich insurance company out there that's got money that we don't need to worry about. We'll just get whatever tests we need. We have someone else who's saying, well, I want to make sure these are the actual tests I need. These are the actual treatments that I need. Because when I get those checks, they're coming from John Smith in Ottumwa, Iowa. That's part of what keeps the cost lower for us.
James Lansbury, Executive Vice President of Samaritan Ministries International, the Christian healthcare sharing ministry, one of many across the country. James, thanks for talking to us about it.
Well, thanks for having me, Robin. It's been good to be with you.
And your thoughts are welcome at hearnow.org, where you can also see our ongoing reporting on today's top story, the attacks in Brussels.